USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrat Joe Manchin supports the new reconciliation bill being put forth by Democrats, titled the Inflation Reduction Act, despite his initial concerns about climate change spending. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, believes the bill might not actually reduce inflation.
Cut spending, stop spending so much money, fund the police, start producing American energy instead of going to Saudi Arabia asking OPEC to produce more. All of that, their policies have been wrong.
The president's doctor says Biden is feeling well during his bout with a COVID rebound. Dr. Kevin O'Connor releasing a memo saying Biden is fever-free and in good spirits despite another positive COVID test Wednesday. O'Connor adding Biden's vitals are all normal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
A task force of officials from all 50 states is organizing to investigate and take action against telecommunications companies responsible for overseas robocalls in the United States. Connecticut AG William Tong, who announced the decision, says gateway providers should be the first line of defense.
We'll issue 20 civil investigative demands. That's 20 subpoenas on 20 gateway providers.
Tong says the country's major telecom carriers are working with the task force on the investigation. The national Clear the Shelters campaign is underway across the country this month. It's an annual push to find new homes for sheltered animals. Over 150 kittens were packed up from overcrowded shelters in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on Tuesday for a flight to Massachusetts. The flights that are being paid for by charities are scheduled all this month. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
NFL team is in hot water over discussions it had with a player on another team.
The NFL has suspended Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross and fined him $1.5 million for tampering with Tom Brady and Sean Payton following a six-month investigation stemming from Brian Flores' racial discrimination lawsuit against the league. The league's investigation found that the Dolphins did not intentionally lose games during the 2019 season, but the team had impermissible communication with Brady and his, as well as Peyton's agent. The Dolphins will forfeit a first-round selection in the 2023 NFL Draft and a third-round selection in the 2024 Draft. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The sports world is mourning the loss of legendary baseball announcer Vin Scully, who died Tuesday at the age of 94.
Sandy into his windup. Here's the pitch. Swung out and missed the perfect game.
The Los Angeles Dodgers making the announcement on Twitter. Scully's broadcasting career spanned nearly 70 years, and he became one of the sport's most iconic voices. Illinois lottery officials are asking everyone to double-check their Mega Millions tickets from last Friday. The country's newest billionaire has yet to claim their prize. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.